Imagine a crowded nightclub. A man wearing an outlandish hat approaches a stunning woman surrounded by friends. Instead of complimenting her beauty like countless others, he playfully teases her and then captivates her entire group with fascinating stories. Within hours, she's completely fascinated by him. This isn't random luck. It's a calculated system developed by Erich von Markovic, better known as Mystery, who transformed himself from a shy introvert into one of the world's most renowned pickup artists. His methodology sparked both controversy and fascination, fundamentally changing how many approach dating in the modern world. We're biological machines running outdated software. Our attraction circuits judge mates on survival and replication value, with men traditionally valuing resources and status, while women value youth and fertility. This explains approach anxiety, the contradictory urge to pursue attractive partners while feeling compelled to flee. In tribal times, approaching paired women risked violence, and rejection damaged reputations. Though physical dangers have diminished, our neural circuitry remains unchanged. Women make attraction decisions through emotions rather than logic, with circuitry calibrated to assess social and survival value beyond physical traits. Rather than intellectual persuasion, focus on stimulating emotions, even negative ones like frustration or jealousy, trump apathy. Women evaluate authenticity through intuition, not analysis. They observe actions for congruence with words, using dynamic social intuition to find the real meaning behind statements. Mystery calls women's constant evaluations congruence tests. Since security is their primary emotional need, they verify strength and character, often unconsciously. Appeasing these tests is counterproductive. They'll continue until finding your boundaries. Women follow cat theory, chasing what they can't easily have. If too accessible, they lose interest. If unattainable, they give up. The key is keeping validation slightly out of reach while enticing in small increments. The courtship process follows three sequential stages: attraction, comfort, and seduction. Each stage must be completed in order. Attraction must come before comfort, and comfort must come before seduction. Attempting to skip or rearrange these stages leads to predictable failures. Common sequencing mistakes include starting at the end, attempting seduction first, starting in the middle, building comfort without attraction, starting at the beginning but skipping the middle, attraction without comfort, or starting at the beginning but getting stuck in the middle, attraction and comfort without seduction, leading to the dreaded friendship zone. A successful courtship typically follows this sequence: approach indirectly without neediness, demonstrate value while appearing disinterested until she shows interest, use takeaways to make her chase you, move to quieter areas, bounce to different locations while building comfort over 7+ hours, and finally transition to intimacy. Have you ever noticed how the most attractive people often seem the least interested? This counterintuitive approach works because we value what we have to work for. The mystery method recommends approaching within 3 seconds of spotting an attractive woman, the 3-second rule, to prevent anxiety from building. Rather than direct approaches that telegraph interest, use indirect openers, short stories or statements that get a group's attention without formally introducing yourself or hitting on anyone. Beautiful women develop protection shields against constant unwanted approaches. Rather than pushing through this shield with persistence, which diminishes your value, trick her into lowering it by conveying disinterest through techniques like false time constraints, I can only stay a sec, body rocking, physical movement suggesting you're about to leave, opening over your shoulder rather than facing the group directly, and leaning back rather than leaning in. Once your set is open, create attraction by demonstrating higher value while paradoxically appearing disinterested. The key technique is the neg, a playful teasing comment that slightly lowers her perceived value without being rude. Negs make her curious about your value and remove her from her pedestal. Alongside negs, demonstrate higher value through pre-selection, having other women with you, social proof, being popular in the venue, leadership qualities, and storytelling that subtly reveals attractive traits without obvious bragging. Think about the last time someone seemed eager to leave a conversation with you. Didn't that make you more curious about them? This psychological principle creates intrigue without neediness. The mystery method emphasizes group theory, understanding that quality women typically travel in groups. The goal is to take over her group by disarming her friends with stories and humor while stealing attention from the target. When her friends accept you, their groupthink works in your favor. Managing multiple conversational threads simultaneously creates a sense of familiarity. Instead of running routines linearly, jump between 3-5 different topics. This keeps the target's mind occupied and prevents uncomfortable pauses. Building conversational rapport requires being naturally talkative, avoiding try-hard behavior, demonstrating vulnerability, establishing commonality, maintaining multiple conversation threads, escalating physical touch, and discussing emotionally compelling subjects. Creating a conspiracy, a shared reality between you and your target, strengthens your connection. Nicknames, inside jokes, and shared experiences reinforce this conspiracy. Games like Murder, Marry, Shag create secrets between you and build complicity. Have you ever noticed how quickly you bond with someone after sharing a unique experience? That's because shared experiences create neural pathways that associate positive feelings with that person. After establishing mutual interest, develop comfort and trust through natural, enjoyable conversation. This phase is critical because without sufficient comfort, phone numbers often become flakes. The interaction must feel real and genuine. Women need to trust you're being authentic. The mystery method identifies a crucial insight called the 7-hour rule. It typically takes between 4 and 10 hours of cumulative time with a woman before sex occurs. This time can be spread across days or weeks, but attempting seduction prematurely risks making her uncomfortable. Like professional athletes who spend countless hours perfecting their craft, mastering attraction requires dedication and practice. Mystery recommends his newbie drill. Open 3 sets per hour, 4 hours per night, 4 nights a week for at least a month. This structured approach ensures exposure to approximately 48 social interactions per week, enough volume to build confidence while allowing time to process each experience. With consistent practice, social interactions begin to slow down from your perspective, similar to how experienced drivers can anticipate traffic patterns. After performing routines dozens of times, your conscious mind becomes free to focus on delivery rather than content, allowing you to read subtle cues and almost predict how interactions will unfold. The skills developed, confidence, social calibration, emotional intelligence, and strategic thinking, translate powerfully to other life areas. These competencies remove obstacles in professional networking, business negotiations, and personal relationships of all kinds. Understanding attraction isn't about manipulation. It's about aligning with human nature rather than fighting against it. When you comprehend these fundamental patterns, you gain not just dating success, but deeper insights into human connection itself.